This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.54 and 3/4, up 6. March corn, $4.67 and 1/4, up 5 and 3/4. May corn, $4.75 and a half, up 5 and 3/4. November soybeans were $13.21 and 3/4, up 9 and 1/4. January soybeans, $13.24, up 9 and 1/4. March soybeans, $13.05 and a half, up 7. December wheat was $6.70 and a half, up 12 and 1/4. March wheat, $6.80 and 3/4, up 12 and 1/4. May wheat, $6.85 and a half, up 11 and 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Wednesday afternoon's grain report. Illinois country grain prices were higher late Wednesday afternoon. Talk of high wheat prices in China and frost damage in Argentina combined to drive wheat futures higher. The higher wheat futures pulled corn and soybean values upward. Export demand also provided some support. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn mostly 4 to 6 cents higher at 426 to 450. Soybeans were 7 to 10 cents higher at 1290 to 1320. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted Shell corn mixed at 432 to 443. Soybean bids were unchanged to 8 cents higher at 1296 to 1322. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported Shell corn 1 to 6 cents stronger at 425 to 445. Soybean bids were 5 to 10 cents higher at 1295 to 1321. Wheat closed 8 to 12 cents higher at 618 to 638. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were mixed at 1342 to 1352. Basis levels were down 5 to 10 cents at 20 to 30 over the November. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 438.60 to 463.60. Basis levels were unchanged to 15 cents lower at 20 to 40 over the October. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 6 cents stronger at 445 to 460, with the basis levels unchanged at 10 cents under to 5 cents over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted air producer corn market 4 to 6 cents higher at 431 to 438. Basis levels were unchanged to down 2 at 17 to 24 under the December. Soybean bids were up 9 to 13 cents at 1322 to 1334, with basis levels unchanged to up 4 at option to 12 under the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed air producer corn market 6 cents higher at 441 to 454. These elevators raised their soybean bids 9 to 11 cents at 1339 to 1341. Soft wheat was up 12 cents at 654 to 655. Milo closed 5 cents higher at 483 to 484. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain. In northern and western Illinois, January delivered Shell corn contracts ranged from 429 to 450. January delivery soybean contracts were quoted at 1291 to 1315. In central Illinois, January delivery Shell corn contracts were offered in a range of 437 to 453. January delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1301 to 1330. In the southern part of the state, January delivery Shell corn contracts were quoted at 444 to 459. January delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1309 to 1343. This is John Ray reporting.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $127.55, up 22 cents. December live cattle, $131.27, up 5 cents. February live cattle, $132.97, up 7 cents. September feeder cattle were $158.67, up 72 cents. October feeder cattle, $162.92, down 85 cents. November feeder cattle, $164.05, down 70 cents. October lean hogs were $93.70, up $1.20. December lean hogs, $88.60, up 52 cents. February lean hogs, 89.70, no change. And now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys, the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Wednesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt hog report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 75 cents lower in a range of 88 to 91.50 with a weighted average carcass price of 89.99. From the Illinois direct sow ports, slaughter sows are trading mostly steady with very good demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 72 to 78. 4 to 5 weight at 73 to 83 and 500 to 550 at 76 to 84. And over 550 at 77 to 85. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 63 to 69. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled this afternoon for 12,233. The opening report from Greenville Livestock Auction for today, estimated receipts were 514. Steers and heifers were 50 cents to a dollar higher, and Holstein steers were untested early. Slaughter steers choice at 122 to 124. Choice and select at 116 to 120 and a half. Slaughter heifers choice at 120.50 to 123 and selects at 115.50 to 120.50. The Shelbyville auction report for United Producers for Tuesday, September 24th, receipts were 561. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter Holsteins traded 50 to a dollar higher. Slaughter cows traded steady to a dollar lower. And slaughter bulls traded 2 to 3 lower. Steers choice 121 to 125. Steers select and choice 115 to 120. Holstein steers choice at 113 and a quarter to 117. Holstein steers select and choice at 111. And heifers choice at 120 to 124. Heifers choice 3 and 4s at 114 to 119. Slaughter heifers select and choice 115 to 120. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 94. Boners average dressing at 85 to 88. High dressing at 90. Low dressing 75 to 80. Leans average dressing at 75 to 82. High dressing at 84 to 86. Low dressing at 67 to 71. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 90 to 93.50. And low dressing at 77 to 88. Feeder steers medium and large 5 weight at 164 to 167. Feeder heifers medium and large 3 weight at 146 to 159. 4 weight at 140 to 150. 5 weight at 135.50 to 146. Feeder bulls medium and large 3 weight at 175 to 187.50. 4 weight at 160 to 164. And 5 weight at 164 to 170. For the Fairview Sale Barn auction report for Tuesday, September 24th, receipts were 405. Compared to last week, slaughter steers, heifers, and slaughter cows sold steady. Steers choice at 120 to 126.75. Steers select at 110.50 to 120.50. Heifers choice at 121.50 to 126. Heifers select at 109 to 120. Slaughter cows premium high dressing at 107 to 115 and a quarter. Breakers average dressing at 80 to 85, high dressing at 86 to 97.50, low dressing at 74 to 77, and boners at 75 to 77 and a quarter, high dressing at 76 to 79.75, and leans average dressing at 63 to 66. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 466 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 101.27, which is $1.13 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 193.59, which was 18 cents lower. Select carcasses at 177.47, which was 42 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 123,000 compared to 123,000 for last week and 120,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000 compared to 430, $434,000 last week and $435,000 for 1 year ago. United Producers Incorporated weekly hay auction at Shelbyville for Tuesday, September 24th. Compared to last week, alfalfa hay was untested, with grass hay 25 cents higher. Receipts were 159 bales, and mixed grass good quality sold from $275 to $375. The Reals weekly hay auction at Congerville for Wednesday, September 25th. Compared to last week, hay in small squares traded steady to a dollar higher. Hay in large squares and large rounds sold 15 to 20 higher. Receipts were 326 bales. Alfalfa premium quality, small squares at $575 to $675. Alfalfa mixed grass good quality, large squares at 3x3s at $62.50. Clover mixed grass good quality, small squares at $475. Mixed grass good quality, small squares at 3.25 to $375. And large rounds 5x6 at $62.50. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.49. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.50. September corn delivered to Scottville, $4.49. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.50. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.17. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.05. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.22. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.49, corn at Scottville is $4.49, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.17, and wheat at Scottville is $6.22. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is 22 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from WSFI-FM 106, part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Sunny skies today, the high about 80 degrees with light and variable winds. Clear skies tonight, low temperatures in the mid-50s. And for tomorrow, Friday, once again sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers Saturday, low temperatures in the mid-50s, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have partly cloudy skies, 57 degrees on this Thursday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. It's coming up on 624, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
In a unanimous vote, the Senate cleared the way Wednesday for debate on the House-passed stopgap spending bill, which includes language to defund the Affordable Care Act. The provision is expected to be stripped from the bill and returned to the House later this week. There are also reports that the Senate could strip the Farmers Assurance provision, which has been dubbed the Monsanto Protection Act. The continuing resolution approved by the House would extend the rider to the USDA budget. But Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor told Politico that that provision would be gone. The House returned to Washington today after canceling a scheduled recess this week. When the Senate sends the spending bill their way again, the House can reject it, approve it, or amend it, and send it back to the Senate. No matter what, the expectation is that Congress will be in session through the weekend to resolve this impasse. Then, in just 3 weeks, Treasurer Secretary Jack Lew reminded Congress that a second budget battle looms. He said the U.S. will hit its borrowing limit no later than October 17th. If you're keeping a close eye on the corn futures markets, you'll notice that corn prices are moving in sync. For example, March, May, and July corn on the Chicago Board of Trade all closed up yesterday at 5 3/4. Up 5 3/4. I asked Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions why this is and how farmers should interpret it.
Yeah, basically what it's saying is the spreads or the difference between those contract months is staying the same. That spread is staying the same, and that's what you see basically when you have very stable fundamentals. In this case, it's large supply, so there's a premium for the deferred months. In other words, the market's going to pay you to store, because we've got plenty of corn now. The market is saying, we don't need any more corn. We're going to give you a premium if you store it longer. And so when there's stability in supply, those spreads tend to stay the same. So those contract months will all tend to move together.
Once again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Illinois will receive nearly $5,400,000 in federal funds to expand the availability of fresh, locally grown produce. Agriculture Director Bob Flyder said Wednesday the money will come from the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. It will be split among 12 projects focused on local produce. Flyder says Illinois' fertile soil and favorable climate are good for growing a variety of crops. He says the grants will help encourage production and make nutritious food available to more people. Illinois is known for growing corn and soybeans, but it's the nation's largest pumpkin and horseradish producer in the nation and is among the top states for such crops as asparagus, cauliflower, green peas, and lima beans. The state has more than 117,000 acres of specialty crops, which produce $137 million in sales. As the growing season ends and harvest begins, some people take this time to reflect on the year's growing season. I spoke with Bill Brink of M&M Service Company, and here's his summary of how the growing season went for soybeans.
Now, soybeans, we got planted pretty well on time, a little bit late, but we've got a pretty wide window of planting for soybeans, so it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. They grew well. But we didn't get the August rains and the early September rains that we normally get to produce an excellent soybean crop. So, ironically, I think we're going to have a little better soybean crop last year in 2012 when we did get the August rains compared to this year when we did not get the August rains and early September rains. So, I'm expecting a good soybean crop, but I don't think it will equal the 2012 crop, which is kind of unusual. So, but one of the big factors in the soybean crop this year was weed control. You can drive around in almost any field that you see, any soybean field that you can see, water hemp showing up. A real problem this year, farmers are getting really concerned about weed resistance and the ability to control water hemp. Now, I personally think that a lot of the problem was due to timing. Farmers had good intentions to get out there and control water hemp post-emergence when the weeds were only maybe 4 inches high, but going back to early spring when we had, or early summer when we had a lot of wet weather, they were not able to get out and spray in a timely fashion. So when it did dry out, the weeds, had grown, to 6-10 inches high, and then they become very difficult to control. But as a result, we see a lot of water hemp out there, and it's serious enough to where some producers are considering switching to Liberty soybeans next year. As a matter of fact, I've talked to a half a dozen or so farmers that are considering doing this because of the weed control problem. So that was the major issue with soybeans this year as I see it.
Once again, that was Bill Brink from the M&M Service Company. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.